This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So finding a husband was tough for me. I mean, I had some boyfriends before Corey, but, you know, when you're dating somebody who's in medical school, right, you know, trying to be religious, trying to be a good girl, not really easy to have a relationship with somebody like that. And then I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to do anything serious with you unless I know you're going to put a ring on it. So obviously I wasn't very successful with many of my relationships going through school. And then came Corey, who I knew before, and I had dated his friends. And I think Corey was at the point where he was just exhausted with dating. You know, and his parents were like, you need to have kids, you need to have kids. So Corey's like, you want to know what? Fine, let's just do it. And so I've been in a relationship with Corey now for 24 years. Yay. Is he happy? I don't know if he's happy. I'm happy, but, you know. But being married to just one person, okay, has its pros, has its cons. Last night I had a dream, and this is the weirdest dream I've had. You all know I have a crush on Viggo Mortensen. There were two Viggo Mortensons. I knew they were Viggo Mortensen, but they were two different ones. And I was dating both of them in my dream. And they were okay with it. And I don't really remember much about the dream. I wish I did because it was such a good dream. I woke up this morning going, oh man. Corey's like, did you sleep well? I was like, yeah, I did. Yeah, I slept well. And it wasn't, there was no sex in the dream. I don't really have a lot of sex in my dreams, but I knew I was dating them. And they had green hair, and I was running my fingers through their hair, and I don't know. There was something going on where I was dating two different guys, even though they were still Viggo Mortensen. And I looked it up, and apparently there's some headlines out there on polyamory or multi-partner relationships, and they're actually on the rise. Now, I would never do that, because I just don't see how, you know, two's company, three's a crowd or something. I don't see how that would work. And I think it's against my religion, so I don't think you can. But, you know, if Viggo Mortensen did ever come to the house and say, hey, y'all want to be in a relationship? I'd be like, yeah. Most likely Corey would be like, I'm out. And I'd be like, all right, see ya. No, but multi-partner relationships apparently are a thing. In fact, they're even getting legal standing when it comes to adopting kids. And for those people in multi-partner relationships or wanting polygamy, there's an opportunity now in the court system, we're finding out, because courts are being very, very progressive in terms of now redefining what were the old traditional terms of marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman. Courts are changing that. Courts are like, two women could be married. Two men could be married. You could be married to two people. You know, three of you could have custody over a child. And so we're seeing that now. And so has multi-partner relationships worked? Have they been around since the 60s? Have they been around since biblical times? We know polygamy has been around since biblical times. What, Moses had 100-some wives? But does it work? Now, I hear people talk. And it's fine. I'm here to be open with it. I want to hear what people have to say. And many people will say, if I can add this to my partner, this to my partner, this to my partner, they would be the perfect partner. if they could have, you know, a butt like this person, lips like that, people do that all the time. You know, they want to create the perfect man, woman, whatever. I forget, people do that, people talk. But I see people cheat and who they cheat with. And when I ask my patients, you know, are you going to leave your wife for this person? They're like, oh, heck no. I'm like, but you've been cheating with this person? You like this person? Why not? Oh, I couldn't marry him because the person I'm with is a good mom. So you have people out there that kind of compartmentalize and ascribe attributes to their partner. Well, this person's a good mom. This person's a good dad. This person's good in bed. This person looks good. And so we're seeing this growing trend of people not getting married so they can have, well, this is the girlfriend I take to work. This is the person that I have a baby with. This is the person I see on Saturday nights. And there's this a la carte sort of attitudes towards relationships. Now, some are becoming legal, or they're like, look, it'll just be the three of us. We'll take turns. Well, whatever. I just don't see how that works. I don't see how two people, unless all three of them are always in bed, but still, even in a menage a trois, which I've never done, so maybe I'm naive about this, I've never been in a menage a trois, I'm under the impression that somebody's left out unless you really make a concerted effort to make sure they're included, but still, it's probably not going to be as ideal as what the two people can do. So I don't understand, unless there's relationships where, for one, the sex isn't that important. They want the intimacy, they want the marriage they want, but somebody else wants to do more freaky stuff. But they don't want to be dealing with the motherhood. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But apparently, there is this sort of setup. This is how people are living their lives. And it's going to probably extend to, well, these are my partners. So I want, you know, everybody should be able to get health insurance because we all raise the family. We all live together. We are all domestic partners. So the idea of having a domestic partner is going to be obsolete because now people have partners. And are any of you in a situation such as this? And how does it work? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one question that's really burning in my head is, but it's like Valentine's Day and you buy a present. Do you buy two separate presents or do you just buy the same present and just go, okay, it's even, see? Just so nobody thinks I'm favoring one or the other. That would drive me crazy how not to look like I'm favoring one or the other. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many people are kind of concerned about where their tax dollars are going. And if they aren't going to be in the original shout or in the tax bracket that's going to get the taxes, are they still going to be paying more due to inflation and trickle down tax effect on consumer? Well, we are getting a little bit of breakdown of why the money is needed. Well, I mean, we know the government is on a spending binge, and understandably so. They closed us down, and now a bunch of us are dependent on the government. But they also want to pursue their climate change green new infrastructure. And so President Biden is going to be speaking a little bit later in Pittsburgh today, and we're being told that his infrastructure proposals is going to include funds for electric cars, electric car charges, road safety. So this is what we're being told. And let me see if they break it down. All right. So $2 trillion will be put towards an infrastructure package. $2 trillion. This isn't COVID. This is going to be on top of this. It's going to be the next package. And he's got the people to pass it. There's probably going to get passed. $174 billion will be going towards electric cars. $155 billion on new bridges and roads. $20 billion on bike lanes. $10 billion on a, quote, climate army. Not exactly sure what this, quote, unquote, climate army is, unless it's a bunch of czars or people in the government making sure that everything is copacetic for the climate. And the funding is going to come from tax hikes. So there's going to be a 7% rise in capital gains tax from 21% to 28%. More income tax, I believe. So with electric vehicles, there's going to be $174 billion to boost the market for electric vehicles. There's going to be rebates and tax incentives to buy American-made electric vehicles. Now, this isn't as unpopular as somebody would think, because a lot of us that are pro-made in America, buy in America, I like the idea of stimulating the American economy, having America be able to shine when it comes to cars, you know, as other countries have seemed to, surpass America many times in their car production and car, reputation. So if American-made electric vehicles is going to get a huge push, I like the idea of more industry, you know, in America. I don't like having a car based on electricity when we obviously can't figure out how to avoid power outages. Now, somebody can say, Dr. Dahlia, it's 2021. We got this covered. Wasn't it just a few weeks ago where Houston had a major power outage for days? So I don't think we have any sort of, shall we say, confirmation or I'm trying to look for the word where you are very comfortable with, or I apologize why I'm not looking for that. This is the problem when I keep listening to, you know, when I keep watching the president speak, that I can't think of words I want to speak, I want to say. So I don't think people have a lot of enthusiasm, right, or confidence in having something that is going to be relying on a power grid, and all a terrorist has to do is flip the switch or hack into the power grid and not able to, and we're sitting ducks. So I'm not entirely excited about that. And I think there's going to be a huge market for gas-powered, and then probably a huge off-underground market for gas if we become very, very dependent on power grid. That's just me. That's what I'm thinking. School buses. They're going to replace 50,000 diesel transit vehicles and electrify at least 20% of the yellow school bus fleet. Public transit, they're going to put $165 billion on public transit. I would like to see more subways. I would like to see less cars on the road. Public transit would allow that. Mind you, I love the environment. Now, being environmentally friendly is not just a right-left issue. Many of us that are in the middle really want to see less people in cars, stuck in traffic, spewing smoke. So I like the idea of public transit. You know, with COVID, might not be as safe as being in your own car, but it'll be interesting to see how they do that. So $165 billion going into that. Then vehicle chargers. There's going to be incentives to build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle chargers. Now, we have 352 million people. Let's say 280 million are going to be driving in these electric cars. that 500 electric vehicle chargers will not be enough. But at least they're going to start making chargers. You know, I see that being a mess if they don't have enough chargers or the lines. You know, people want to get in their car and go. We have a very impatient society. And people want to be able to go. And if they realize that their car didn't charge, or the battery, how many times did you charge your phone overnight just to find out that it didn't charge? And like, well, what happened? Was there a power outage? Did it not connect? You need to be able to get up and go. And so the excuse will be, well, my car didn't charge. Well, so now what? How do you get to work? Now, people's cars, you know, fail. It's happened before. But I think we need to hedge. I think we need to have a backup system. So, and then let's say you have a family. There's a couple adults or a polyamory family with three or four partners and everybody has cars. How many charging stations can you have in one house? Lead pipes. They're going to eliminate all lead pipes used for drinking water across the country. With $45 billion for EPA's Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and in-water infrastructure improvement for the National Act grants. Lead in pipes. I'm not a fan of lead being in pipes. Is now the time to do this? Well, I guess now is a good time as any. Going to cost $45 billion. Made in America provisions on manufacturing and shipping. There's going to be bridge and highway modernization, $115 billion to modernize bridges, highways, roads, and main streets in critical need. They're going to repair 10,000 smaller bridges that provide critical connections to rural and tribal communities. I like that idea. They're going to protect cyclists and pedestrians, $20 billion for safety, trying to reduce crashes and fatalities, especially for cyclists and pedestrians, by having more bicycle lanes, more pedestrian lanes. I like that idea. I do. Unfortunately, you still have idiots that purposely try to run through and hit people on these. But, you know, we have cyclists. They're driving in the roads. A friend of mine got killed because he was driving on the street and got sucked into a bus. He was driving towards the side of the bus, and it was just, I'm not exactly sure of the details, but he died. And so I'm a fan of there being more safety for that. $85 billion to modernize existing transit, Amtrak. $80 billion for Amtrak to fund repairs, modernize the Northeast Corridor, boost safety and electrification. Airports are going to get $25 billion. Waterways are going to get $17 billion for inland waterways, coastal ports, land ports of entry. Neighborhoods that are cut off by roads, $20 billion to reconnect neighborhoods that were cut off by highways and historic investments, plus research on advanced pavements. They want to do water restoration, like Florida's Everglades and Great Lakes. Broadband. They want to push for 100% high-speed broadband coverage in the nation, work with Congress to lower internet prices. The plan says Biden recognizes that individual subsidies to cover internet costs may be needed in the short term, but thinks continually providing subsidies is not the right long-term solution, according to Daily Mail. And then power grid. They want a more resilient power system. They're going to target investment tax credit to build out 20 gigawatts of high voltage capacity power lines, plug oil wells. They're going to use $16 billion to plug orphan oil and gas wells, brownfields. They say $5 billion for brownfields and Superfund sites. We're going to talk about later. Industrial clean energy, civilian climate corps. That's going to be a new unit, the civilian climate corps, which is going to be the climate police. Affordable housing, home energy, money going to schools, community college, child care, veterans might get some money. So there's a lot that's going to be going into this. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tornadoes could be in store for much of the South today. A large storm system is moving east and expected to bring tornadoes and flash floods to the region. Today's severe weather watch stretches from Mississippi to North Carolina, with Alabama facing the biggest threat for tornadoes. President Biden set to discuss his new infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. It comes with a $2.3 trillion price tag. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News he's not in the mood to spend $2.3 million of taxpayers' money.
Look, the economy was doing pretty well a year ago until the coronavirus hit.
Yeah.
Thank goodness now we have the vaccines. We'll get the economy back on track by getting our country. There is a problem for infusing way too much cash into a system that right now may have difficulty absorbing it.
USA Radio News. Researchers at UNLV examined in-person versus remote learning in 250 of the largest school districts. The result? There was literally no correlation between COVID hospitalization rates and whether or not schools were open or closed. Researchers did find a strong correlation between teacher union strength and the use of remote learning. NFL fans can expect a little more football in the 2021 season.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, it's Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So studies come out saying kids really lost a lot of academic learning and academia with this virtual school. And this is something that parents have been telling us this whole time. And when some teachers were caught on camera or on Zoom saying that it was racist parents that were forcing teachers to be exposed to COVID, trying to get their students back in campus, it looks like many of the students that unfortunately really lost learning were ones in underserved communities and those who are disadvantaged financially. So apparently this study is being reported by CNBC. And they said after a year of school closings and distant learning among the coronavirus crisis, more than half of public school K through 12 teachers said the pandemic resulted in a significant learning loss for students, both academically and from a social-emotional standpoint. Data from the CDC suggested that virtual learning might present more risks than in-person instruction related to child and parental mental and emotional health and some health-supporting behaviors. They said the pandemic has taken a toll on our students from an educational perspective, but there were a lot of other impacts happening. This is according to Kelly Rue, an educational advocate for Horace Mann, as well as former kindergarten teacher and mother of three. She said, we have to take a step back and look at the whole child. So nearly all, more than 97% of educators reported seeing some learning loss in their students over the past year when compared to children with previous years. And a majority, or 57%, estimated their students are behind by more than 3 months in their social-emotional progress. Some teachers suggested these setbacks could be addressed by adding on summer sessions or bringing teachers' aides into the classroom for one-on-one or small group instruction. Still, nearly one-third expected more students will need to repeat a grade. Students may need to repeat a grade. The Voice of the Educator study, which is what it was called, polled 1,000 educators, including public school K through 12 teachers, administrators, and supportive staff in February and March 2021. A separate study by McKinsey & Company found similar results worldwide. The majority of teachers from 8 different countries said that remote learning is a poor substitute for being back in the classroom. Now, the U.S. and Japan gave distance learning the hardest scores overall, with the majority of teachers ranking the effectiveness only slightly better than skipping school completely. They also found that educators in schools in areas with higher poverty found virtual classes to be especially ineffective, highlighting concerns that COVID exacerbated educational inequalities. So students in low-income communities and minority students have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. Again, if they didn't have access to school lunches, if they didn't have access to a parent because the parent had to work, if they didn't have access to broadband, how are they going to learn? So President Joe Biden has made reopening the nation's schools for in-person learning a top priority for his first 100 days in office. Teachers are now eligible for COVID vaccines in all 50 states. And the CDC has issued guidance on how to open up schools again, where students can sit 3 feet apart as opposed to the 6 feet that was arbitrarily used. Well, you got to be 6 feet social distance. And schools trying to reopen said, guys, this doesn't work. There's no room in the classrooms. We're trying to get away from overcrowding. Come on. So CDC said, all right, 3 feet are fine as long as we're wearing masks. So some teacher unions have kind of fought against that, saying, look, it's still not enough. COVID can spread. And people have asked, you know, what proof do we have that kids are getting COVID and kids are spreading it? Well, some of the studies have shown that most school spread of COVID in those schools that stayed open were between the grown-ups. Now, it could be maybe the kids weren't being tested as much. A lot of kids don't want to have something shoved up their nose. And a lot of kids that have colds, the parents might have just not, you know, been quick to jump or call it COVID. But most of the COVID transmission in schools was between the adults. But this came up. Two Wisconsin COVID-19... Oh, no, this isn't it. This is another... Hold on a second. There was a... Oh, I apologize. Looks like I don't have it. Oh, there we go. In Nebraska, there was a daycare that had an outbreak. And 20% of the cases at this daycare was the UK coronavirus variant, the B117. There were 100 cases at a daycare facility, 20% tied to the UK variant. This was at the Rosewood Academy Child Care and Preschool in Omaha, Nebraska. They had to voluntarily shutter. All the variants we have found connected to the daycare have been the UK variant. There were some California and Brazilian variants in smaller numbers. Now, 51 cases of the 109 reported, right, occurred among attendees to the daycare, meaning kids. Some cases cropped up against extended family members. Three infections occurred to individuals outside of the county. But a letter from the daycare released to families indicates that some staffers were infected too. But these were kids getting it. So we know kids could get COVID. We know kids could spread COVID. That's, you know. But teachers are worried that these kids can Trojan horse the virus in, could get them exposed, and they're safer at home. And this has been still back and forth. We still don't have all schools open. I did speak to a teacher who was sick. She's supposed to go back to work. They're going to resume in-person instruction in April. She's worried about it. She's older. You know, the question people have is, do we pay our teachers to not go back to school? Well, you know, for now, they've been still working and doing virtual. And mind you, I've been listening to some of the teachers doing virtual. They're busting their butts. But if these teachers aren't doing virtual, there's a lot of question on how much they should be paid. There's been also discussions, not even in the teachers industry, but in other industries, where if people going back to work make full payment, make full salary, and those who stay at home and do virtual make less. But there's also been discussions of people will be incentivized to be paid more to come back to the office. So it all depends on how scared you are when it comes to the virus, right? I believe the vaccine protects you fairly well. But we are seeing that people are still being exposed to variants, and the variants can outsmart the vaccine. So when I hear that somebody does not want to go back to work, despite them being vaccinated, I understand. I may not be 100% in agreement, but I understand. Now, two in Wisconsin, there were two people who received the incorrect shot for the second dose. All right, they got a mixed match. So two COVID-19 vaccine recipients in Wisconsin were reportedly injected with the incorrect vaccine when they went back for their second dose. So they got Pfizer when they were supposed to receive their second dose of Moderna. Oh, no. What does that do? Well, there are similar vaccines, but they're not identical. So this incident occurred last week at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee. The vaccine recipients were notified. Internal protocols have been modified to avoid a repetition of the situation. This according to the Milwaukee Health Department. They said the safety and efficacy of a mixed product series has not been evaluated. Both doses of the series should be completed with the same product. Now, have mix-ups occurred? I believe so. And, you know, and we haven't heard of anything major happen. They're both mRNA, but there are different adjuvants. So it's not ideal, but do I think they're going to be okay? I think they're going to be okay. I don't think they're going to give a third dose. I think they're just going to leave with the two. In fact, they're even studying if maybe a mixed match might even be better for some people. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some data coming out of the CDC, and we knew that it was not going to look good for kids. But what was really startling is this report from Horace Mann that showed that one-third of students who were not able to go back to the classroom might have to repeat a grade. Now, if you want to get parents all ticked off and all up in arms, is telling them that their kid has to do the third grade over again or the fifth grade over again. I got a senior in high school. If I went home and I told him, you need to do senior year high school all over, you know, he's 18 already. He'd be like, I'm out. So we are looking at such a severe academic loss that happened with virtual learning. And it's not the teacher's fault. I've heard the teachers and listened to some of their classroom work. They busted their butts. God bless those teachers on what they did. But it wasn't the same. Right? You know, we have a generation of kids, these Gen Zs and these Gen Alphas, that have been on computers, you know, for games, video games, for recreation, for entertainment, for TV. And they're not going to learn the same way. We learn by see one, do one, teach one. Medical school. We see one, do one, teach one. The reason why medical school isn't all bookwork is because that's not enough. I don't learn from reading something. I mean, I'll read something, and maybe it'll get into my head, but if I do it with my hands, I learn better that way. That's why we had apprenticeships, we had internships, we have residency. You don't want your doctor to read something and then perform the surgery, right? Like following a recipe. Same thing with cooking. I don't do well with reading a recipe. If somebody gives me a recipe, it's too many lines. No. Just show me what you did. Pinch this, add this, add this. I can cook, right? But I have to spend time and I have to be home long enough to do it. I can't just do it in 30 minutes. And I notice that my food tastes good when I just do it from the heart. And it's because I remember seeing my grandma, seeing my mom, seeing my, you know, you can't just write it down. One of my buddies makes really, really good hummus. And I said, give me the recipe. That he doesn't have a recipe written down. It's just the way it's done. So with kids, 1/3 of students might have to repeat the grade. Now, we're talking about getting schools reopened. We're talking about getting teachers vaccinated. We're talking about maybe getting kids vaccinated. I don't really hear a lot of the conversation around how do we catch these kids up. Now, some people might say, look, you know what? Let's do a crash course in the math. We'll do a crash course in the reading. We'll do some concentrated couple-week sort of regimens, curriculum. The problem with that is they also found that a bunch of the students were emotionally behind. You can't do a crash course in the growing and the stages that these kids have and the group work. You know, teachers, it's not all about the arithmetic, which we don't even call it that anymore, or the history. It's the, okay, guys, you need to learn now how to work in a group. You need to now, in science, now start to navigate your hypothesis, you know, and your methods and your, these are things you need to do. You can't rush these projects. You can't rush PE. You know, people think PE is just, you know, getting kids' cardio up. No, it's teamwork. It's learning how to strategize. It's learning how to stop a person from stealing a base. It takes time. These school years are school years for a reason. And anybody who's in education sees the difference in medical students. I could see a difference in those who are first year and second year to those who are third and fourth year. There's a confidence. There's a maturity. There's a, I've done this. There's experience. There's miles put on. These people have to put on miles. So I'm not sure what the plan is, but my guess is the plan to catch these kids up is not going to be adequate. And unless they get school psychologists, educators involved, people that really understand kids, doctors, counselors, we're going to be really missing the mark on a lot of these kids. Now, some people will say, Dr. Dolly, it's okay because all the students are behind. Not entirely. A bunch of kids were back in school. And some of them might be even at an advantage because they were in a very small classroom setting and got one-on-one. Many of us parents who had our kids do virtual, I'll be honest with you, I had my kid do virtual because I couldn't get exposed to COVID and then have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And so if the school said, sorry, your kid's been exposed, now the whole family is out of work for 2 weeks. We couldn't do that. I needed to still be able to work. And a lot of us parents made that decision because of these arbitrary rules going, sorry, if you're exposed, you can't work for 2 weeks. Or you can't do the duties you have to do. I got to get groceries. I got things to do. I got things to do. I can't be on quarantine. So knowing that my kid wasn't going to be repeatedly, quote-unquote, exposed made our lives easier. Did it put him at risk? Yeah. He didn't learn as much doing virtual. Teachers were still awesome. Hands down. Kudos to the teachers. But no, it's not the same. So CDC did a study and reported their results of what happened to the kids. They said the kids in virtual school were more stressed, used drugs and alcohol to cope. Let me kind of read you some of these statistics. These are not good at all. So, CDC surveyed about 1,300 parents or legal guardians of kids up to the age of 12. Now, these are up to the age of 12 getting into the alcohol. Anyway, this was between October and November. 45.7% of their kids received virtual instruction, 30.9% in person, 23.4% of the kids were in hybrid. So even though majority were in virtual or hybrid, you still had close to a third in person. Almost half of these kids under 12 were stressed. 16.5% were using more drugs or alcohol. 17.7% had trouble sleeping. 16.5% of kids under 12 years old using drugs or alcohol. What kind of drug? What were they drinking? I could barely get Manischewitz wine in me as a grade schooler or middle schooler. You try drinking vodka. I could barely get vodka or tequila. When somebody says, let's do shots, I can't. I can't do shots. I'm too old for that. I think the only time I could ever do a shot was in college. And still, it was disgusting to take. What are 10-year-old kids drinking because of virtual learning? And more than half, 54% of parents with kids in virtual school said they had emotional stress. 64% were increasing using drugs. 21% trouble sleeping. I already read that. Sorry about that. And so the substance abuse. Increased substance abuse was most prevalent among parents with kids. So even the parents. 20.5% of the parents doing more drugs. Also, parents with kids in virtual learning programs lost their job. They're worried about job stability, childcare challenges. You almost wonder about what happened in terms of relationships and, you know, childhood punishments and things like that. 62.9% of parents with children said their kids were getting less exercise. 58% said they were spending less time outside. See, if they're doing virtual learning, you'd think they could play outside. You'd think they would, you know, have more outside time. No, they didn't. So if kids are going to be behind to the point where they need to repeat a whole year, I'd like to see what the plan is to get virtual school kids, because it's not all of them, back up to speed. 1-877-DOCTOR-LINDELHOLM.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.